folks, the stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Today, room service. She makes breakfast every morning. Coffee. Even if you might not want to, you can't help but wake people up with the fresh mountain-grown aroma of Folgers coffee.
Great. Voila.
You made me breakfast in bed.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
What's the beginning again?
I just made that up. It was something like that.
Yeah,
it's like
the morning.
Who the fuck would have thought that Michael Bolton's big break would have been the Folgers commercial?
The morning's coming up. Got some sunshine.
Did you know that Michael Bolton is the one who wrote that? The best part of waking up.
Wait, Franz does it best.
That to me is the funniest part.
First of all, this is Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Chad Eigensburg, Joe Franz, and Fatso Cleveland. I'm not fan of Paying a Big Burn. Go on.
There's a lot of great show business stories, but my favorite, and it's a little known fact, is that Michael Bolton got his start from doing a Folgers commercial.
What do you mean Michael Bolton got to start doing a Folgers commercial?
Haven't you heard? The best part of waking up, it Folgers in your cup. The best part of waking up, it Folgers in your cup. And people are like, wait, that was my... And that's how he got his start, which is like, at one point, you know, there had to be some kind of ad exec sitting there. Who
was just like, you know what? This dude has a kick-ass voice, man. The best part of waking... Listen to that voice. Who is this guy?
Yeah, like you're the dude from the record label. You're waking up. You're listening to the Folgers commercial in the morning. Okay, you're the label guy. Go.
Wait a minute. Now, this is a kick-ass commercial, and this voice... This dude is kick-ass. I want to know who this is. Oh, it's Michael Bolton.
Well, you think so?
We need a record deal.
Well, this is... You know, I noticed...
Give me his phone number. We need a record deal.
My brother works for the ad agency that actually
made this
commercial.
Hold on, play it again. Listen to this. Now, ready? Listen.
The best part of waking up, it Folgers in your cup.
Now, where is this son of a bitch? We have to sign him.
I tell you, my brother works for the ad agency that made the commercials. My brother works for them. I can get a hold of this guy. His name is Michael Bolton. He has one of the best voices around. He came to the commercial. He was enthused to do it. Now, imagine Michael Bolton the day he did that commercial. He goes home to his wife and kids like, man, what a fucking sellout I feel like. You know, I've spent my whole career putting my heart and soul into my music, and I'm singing about coffee. I have to put all my musical passion into singing about coffee and act like I mean, at least I got a paycheck.
There's tons of passion in that.
Yeah.
Who's that stoked on a cup of coffee? Like, God damn, the best part of waking up is fucking Folgers in my cup, man. Like, woo!
And I think there's a lesson to be learned in that whatever you do, put your passion into it, and it's some weird way that you could never calculate, it will pay off.
Man, taste this Folgers. Woo!
That has to be on YouTube somewhere. What are the lyrics saying?
It's the sunrise is coming up. There's a Folgers in your cup. And what's coming through is the flavor that Folgers brings to you. The best part of waking up, it Folgers in your cup. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your cup.
Damn, the guy is good. Did I tell you the guy was good? Michael, you did a great job. We're going to need a second take and go.
Oh, I feel like such a sellout. Okay, here I go. the best. God, dude, could you imagine? I was actually reminded of a story that I wasn't prepared to tell a little earlier today. I was going through my attic, throwing away a bunch of stuff, and I came upon a suitcase, and it was labeled "Old Flames." And in that suitcase is every love letter I've ever received from every girlfriend I've had, beginning from age, I guess like in fifth or sixth grade, when you into the love letters through
Did
high school.
Did you know that a lot of kids these days don't even know, like, that people used to handwrite letters to other people?
It's true.
Like, what's a love letter? You take an actual pen and paper and write it? Why don't you fucking text? Because we didn't have that back then.
And not only that, so much more emotion comes out when you're actually writing what's from your heart. It's so much different than a calculated text. It's like,
not to mention you analyze handwriting.
And not to mention I analyze handwriting. But you know, we're making a joke about this, about how kids today won't know what a love letter is. Dude, not only I was talking to a 15-year-old the other day, and I'm trying to explain to him what a rotary phone is. Not only has he never seen a rotary phone, he never even saw a landline. He doesn't know what the hell that is. I'm just like,
wait a minute, fans.
Wait a minute, friends.
You mean to tell me that there's a wire that goes through the ground all the way to the person's house that you're trying to talk to?
Yeah, dude. We actually had to have a physical wire attaching my phone to their phone, no matter how far away they were.
Oh, get out of town, Franz. Get the fuck out of
here. Yo, listen to Franz and his bullshit. Whenever Franz comes around, it's more and more bullshit. Franz here says that if someone was 3,000 miles away, they'd have to have a 3,000-mile-long wire connecting the phones. How did it get there? Franz and his bullshit. That's true. I got in a fucking argument with 20 fucking 15-year-olds.
Oh. This isn't Bolton.
That's not Michael Bolton. All right. Anyway, so we're So I was looking through these love letters, and I'm looking through all this, I don't know, I'm reliving a lot of pain and guilt that, you know, I've felt over these relationships. I'm like, why am I hanging on to these?
Yeah.
So you know what I did? I actually took them out and I burned them. I had a little bonfire. I said a couple prayers.
How'd that feel?
And it was good. I actually got rid of a lot of guilt and just bad feelings. And you know, it was difficult to separate myself from those points in my life.
The smoker from Jersey have any love letters?
And I was reminded of a good story about the smoker from Jersey, which happened a couple years ago when we did Viva La Bam in Brazil. And me and, you know, I was palling around with Rake one morning before we were shooting. And he's like, and apparently in Brazil, a lot of places in South America, they don't have a lot of doctors. They depend on you to medicate yourself. So you can go into any drugstore. You can buy codeine. You can buy Percocets. You can buy whatever you want. And so Rake, of course, really wanted to go into this drugstore and check it out. And I'm like, yeah, sure. We walk in. He's like, ugh. And the way he's looking at the codeine and stuff like that, like, you'd think that he was buying a dime bag of weed on the streets of North Philly. I'm like, Rick, why are you acting so shady? This is completely legal. Like, these people are dressed up in lab coats behind the counters. I know, it just feels so shady. That. And then I see
It feels so wrong, yet so right, boo-boo.
I forgot about that part.
I just feel so wrong. That's why I feel so right. Oh, boo, boo.
I don't think Michael Bolton sang it, dude. It's nowhere on YouTube under Michael Bolton.
It isn't?
No.
I remember hearing the guy's version. I totally are.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's definitely.
So anyway, so me and Rake are in this drugstore in Brazil, and I see this big sign, Viagra. And like any other guy in the world, I'm like, I gotta see if this works or if it's placebo bullshit. So I go, and you know,
so wait a minute. Yeah. Now, what did Rake say when he saw you looking at the big Viagra sign? Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said. The Viagra was, fuck that shit. And you know what? We spent 45 minutes in there with Rake looking at all these labels. He didn't get anything. And I walked out, I'm like, I at least got Viagra, Rake. What did you get? He said,
I couldn't get it. I don't want to get in trouble.
I'm like, you can't get in trouble. It's legal. He was just so shaded out. He just wanted to feel wrong so he could feel so right. So anyway, so we're sitting there and we're having coffee. So it's me and Rakeon having coffee.
And that's what he said.
See about you and your crew and what you guys are going to do.
Boom, boom. And what I said, Rake, was, well, what I'm going to do is I need to find out if this Viagra works or not. So I, you know, there's like a 12-pack or whatever. I pop one out of the little, you know, it's like a bottle. It's like a pack. You know, and you pop them out of your little aluminum foil.
Yeah.
I popped it, drank some water. Nothing's going on. I'm like, I knew this is bullshit. Well, 20 minutes later.
Did you have a throbbing, raging hard-on?
Bigger and badder and bolder than it's ever been.
Did it have a heart pulse in it?
Like Folgers.
I could feel hearts pulse through this boner on the other side of the world. I could feel all the hearts in China pulsing through this. Dude, it was insane. I was like, well, apparently Viagra works. I will attest to that. And Rick, if you'll excuse me, I have to go to my hotel room to take care of a couple things. Twice. And he's like,
oh, fuck you, Franz. I'm going to have that in my fucking head all day. Fuck you, you motherfucker. I'm fucking completely sick to my stomach. I'm supposed to be here fucking eat my lunch. I got to think of you fucking dick. Fuck you, you motherfucker.
I was just like, wow. Are you that mad at my boner? So whatever, you know, so I go upstairs, rub a couple out.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think they fucking suck.
No, actually, Rake, it doesn't suck. They work. So anyway, I put the rest of the Viagra kit in my...
I heard the new single, Beat Off to the Tune of My Drum.
I thought you didn't want me to beat off to your drum, Rake.
Yeah, I'll be right in there. Look at my heavy metal hair. I'll be swinging it fast.
Dude, Rake, don't come in the hotel room. I don't want you in. No, so anyway, so I put the Viagra in my overnight kit, and I forget all about it. So when I went home, at the time, I was living with the smoker from Jersey. And I knew that she would... whenever I got back from a trip to see if this...
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Was it the kind of pills that you get that, like, if you take one out, you see that the foil's missing?
Exactly. So I'm there, you know, putting away my clothes in my bedroom, and all I hear is his voice coming from the bathroom. And it said, do you like going to strange countries, popping Viagra, and fucking strange women? She fucking comes into the bathroom with the fucking Viagra in hand, pointing to the missing Viagra pill. Now,
and the worst part is that you trying to explain, oh, babe, it's no big deal. I was popping one at a coffee shop with Rake just to see if it worked.
Yeah, how do you explain that away?
Like, it so doesn't sound believable, but it was.
The preface to this story should have been, there's only one thing worse than getting caught in the act, and that's being blamed when you haven't done a fucking thing, because I was completely innocent. Now, how do you explain to your girlfriend that the reason there's a Viagra missing when you were in a strange country where there's a lot of strange hot women is because you took one with Rake Yan over coffee?
Yeah. So how did you explain yourself?
It took all of 12 hours.
But what did you say? Did you say that the AIDS rate is the highest it's ever been in Brazil and you're a germaphobe?
No, that helped. But and the argument sounded something like this, Chad.
But babe, please.
I mean, dude.
Now calm down.
There's a Viagra gone! You can't explain away a Viagra gone!
Babe, you gotta understand. I wanted to find out if it worked.
With Rake Yan! You took a Viagra! With Rake Yan, I know bullshit when I smell it! I need a cigarette!
Dude, that was 12 hours of my fucking life, dude. So, anyway.
I need a cigarette!
And that was entire relationship with a smoker from Jersey. And in the end, after 12 hours of listening to that, she feigned as if she believed me. I really don't think that she did. I wouldn't believe me. I mean, would you have believed me? I mean, come on. Listeners, would you have believed that story? No.
Nope.
So, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Took a lot out of me to tell that story. And that's about it.
All right, well, let's cut to a song. This is Shippensburg by CKY.
That's
their new B-Sides Rarities album.
It's my favorite CKY song.
Ready to dance, here's 28 Facts.
Ha 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 ha! makes me happy. The things that make you sad. The fear that I control's absorbed by the radio jack. I found my indecision, the product of the media grind. The fear that I control will have you press rewind. Now I'm on the waves, hoping that you'll hear. Don't bother to respond, you'd love to hear me again. And when the sun beams down, I'll love your eyes. Close, close, yeah, close the barracks. I know I'm a lousy hero. The classic that you feel is out of a memory. And you are peering down through periscopic eyes. Close, and close, yeah, close my conscience. I try to hide the fact that I'm more free. Land the ship Vanceburg and hope that we get played.
Listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Okay, so anyway.
Come on.
So let me continue with my Mohawk story. So, okay, so we go out for what you say a beer, and what I know is that's turns into beers, and then the end of the S goes all the way around the world to endless beers. So we all end up back here with Mohawk. The whole crew's here. It's great. We're making you piss on yourself in the bathroom and everything. We're all in the fucking hot tub, all this stuff.
Come on, dick.
So it comes, yeah, so it comes time, you know.
Come on, I'm like, dick, piss. Come on, dick, piss. Come on, dick, piss. Come on, dick, piss.
So I know that, you know, when everyone starts getting tired and yawning, you got to quick go claim a bed fast, because otherwise you're gonna run out of beds in this place. Rooms or whatever. So I run in the one spare bedroom. Mohawk is in there waking me up after like 10 minutes. Climbs on me, right? Turns my head, realizes it's me and not a girl, and we're both staring into each other's eyes.
Ew.
In that moment, we're... And, he looks at me, and I'm looking at him now. I already know that. I already know what kind of mistake has been made. He obviously thinks that I'm the girl that he told to meet in this in the bedroom. And it's the kind of thing where, like, you don't need to say anything. You just need to walk away. But he needs compelled. He feels compelled to say something. And Mohawk is never lost for words. But at this moment, he was. He looks at me and... Franz... How'd you get here? Which is the stupidest thing you can say to redeem yourself. How do you think I got here? It's a bed. I climbed in it. So
how'd you get here?
He stands up and he's so bummed out, and finally he has his composure back, and he goes, "Yo, babe," and I hear this,
"Yeah."
Change of plans. Meet me in the purple room. The purple room.
Okay.
And he storms out like he's mad at me.
Purple Room.
Which girl is that?
The Bethany? Purple Room.
I don't know which.
The one that sounds like this when she's drunk.
But yeah, so it was like, that was
Katie.
Dude, it was like so.
Now, Katie said,
that's a batch. That's a batch.
Come on, batch.
Where are we going, batch?
I told you, we're going to Hooters to meet Tim.
We have a new batch.
So wait, where are we going, batch?
We're going to Hooters.
Come on, batch.
Wait, where?
You're not going anywhere. We're leaving you. No, but it's just like...
She's like, I don't think I'm in any condition to be going to Hooters. What should I say?
Don't say anything. Talk
for
less.
For the love of God.
You said too much.
For the love of God, the less you talk, the better off you are of not getting kicked out. Every time I've seen her, she's been trashed.
I like Katie, though. She's nice.
Wait, is that the one you fucked?
Ah, come on.
No, no, wait. Who's the girl... that you fucked and you told her your excuse was, she's like, well, I'm going out with one of your best friends. You know what? I just called him up and cleared it with him. He said it would be cool.
Wait.
This is like the week before you fucked Mohawk.
It might have been.
I think it was Mohawk. I talked to Mohawk. He said.
No, listen, Mohawk was talking about Katie and he was like, you know what? If she comes over to that house, she's fair game. He told me this the day before it happened. So I'm like, when it happened, I kind of didn't feel that bad, but I still
Katie,
did.
We can fuck because Mohawk said it's cool.
But it didn't really. But it didn't really happen. Like people think it did.
Yeah.
So.
You know what though? That never. Whenever one of your friends is broken up with a girl, or like you know, or they're like, oh, you can fuck her, it's cool. Steer clear from her because that means he's covering up for his insecurities. Like I made that mistake one time. A buddy of mine was going out with this girl, and then I met her, and we were talking, and she really liked me, and I liked her, and then I realized it was my buddy's, and I was like, what's the deal with that? I was like, oh, dude, her father gets in a car accident, right? So she calls me. I'm banging out another girl. She wants to come cuddle with me, and I'm like, I told her I was too drunk. She comes over to the house to cuddle with me. I'm banging out another girl. He's laughing about it. He's like, Franz, you should just... have sex with her or go out with her, man. It'd be hilarious.
So as soon as he does, he gets all bent out of
sleep. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, right. Well, shit, if that's your attitude, if you're going to be banging out another girl after her dad's in a major car accident, she needs to be consoled, and you're laughing about it, and, like, I took him seriously.
Yeah.
So I told him, so I told his roommate, and his roommate was like, Franz, you fucked up, dude. What are we going to do? I'm like, you heard what he said? He goes, right. I didn't mean it. No, I was like 23, so I was very naive. I was like, really? I was like, well, I got to tell him. He's going to fucking find out. I've been seeing his ex. So I went to the bar where he was, and I was like, look, man, I got something to tell you. And he goes, what? I was like, well, your ex-girlfriend. He goes, wait a minute. He slams down his beer. He looks at me. He goes, are you fucking my girlfriend? I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. You mean your ex-girlfriend? He goes, no, you're fucking my girlfriend, man. If you're fucking my girlfriend, we're going to have so words.
Like, wait, she's your girlfriend now?
I was like, wait a minute.
Was it his girlfriend now?
No, it was exactly as...
It was exactly
the way that he... But in his drunk mind, it's still his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Even though he's banging every chick in Manningham.
He didn't care.
Yeah, dude, and said right. He didn't care. Right.
This one...
No, dude, it gets so much. He goes to jail. At the end of the story, he goes to jail. Let me continue with the story. So he goes, we need to have words. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to fight you, dude. Like, you're one of my best friends. I roomed with you all through college. So we go on a walk, and we pass a car, and he takes out keys and puts them in. I'm like, I didn't. Puts him in the fucking edition. And I'm like, you're too drunk to drive, dude. He goes, what, do you want to fight me for the keys? I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fight you. I was like, if it makes you feel any better, punch me in the fucking face. I don't care. Like, I'm not going to fight you. Just get in. Let's just talk in the car. I'm not going to drive. So I get in the passenger side. He gets in the driver's side. He fucking sticks the keys in the ignition and starts going up a hill. Don't do this, dude. Don't do this.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's,
maybe
yeah.
You shouldn't have fucked my girlfriend.
So he starts driving up a hill to, and where's he headed? Towards her fucking house. This is going to be one of those things where he's going to have the big confrontation. At least I was honest and told him. So I decided not to say anything. Now he's driving like a maniac. He's swerving. All of a sudden loses control of the fucking car. Oh, hits four parked cars.
Oh, my God.
Totals them one into another in the hills of Manayunk. Just plows one right into another. Shit. Like fucking four loaves of bread. And you smash them all together. Just like fucking accordions, dude. Four cars total. Now, his... his steering column is just smashed. The whole fucking side of his car is done. And the one wheel is just dragging. And the car steering is making the sound like this.
It was a brand new car.
Now, he's driving under the trestle of Manayunk, where it's just echoing. So, and later, we heard from one of my friends, that was you, who was 20 blocks away, dude. He could fucking hear it, right? So the cops pull it. I'm like, dude, pull the car over. Let's get out. 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 And he keeps driving. So the clock is ticking. We hear sirens. Pull the car over. Let's get out. Pull the car over. Let's get out. Woo! The cops pull us over. He immediately gets out. I know the mayor of the town. I know. Who's your chief? I know. The woman, you know, she was just like some middle-aged cop, just like.
Like,
just
who wants to hear that? Short, like, you have fat, a smashed car. Yeah. You're obviously drunk as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I know the mayor. Who's the chief? I'm best friend.
She's the coolest cop I've ever met. She's like, sir, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. Just put your hand behind your back. Wait, I know. I'm shining on the chief of police. Fucking goes to jail. Ends up doing weekends in jail. It's his third drunk driving offense. Ends up doing weekends in jail for fucking 18 months.
Jeez.
That fucking sucked, dude. It was bitter misery, dude.
Man.
There's a couple who came over here about a month ago, and Tim White hit it off with the dude's girlfriend, brings her up to the turret room, bangs her out. The boyfriend comes up, opens up the door, catches them in mid-fuck, and then he just goes... he goes... He's totally like dick deep, like D-style. He just goes, how come you don't moan like that when you're with me?
Oh,
dude, man.
Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Buddy, that's the one you should have kept to yourself, man.
Jeez, man.
You should have kept that one to your... How could you humiliate yourself that much more by saying that? It's like, you've heard of...
But how are you going to, like... You're at the same party, and you're going to risk going upstairs with some, like, oh, he looks pretty occupied over there, chit-chatting. Like, maybe I could get away with 20 minutes of him not knowing where I am. Like, that's brave.
You know what? A lot of action happens in that turret room.
Which one?
I just got to come to your parties and just hang out next to the turret room and just wait for shakes. My friend's
Papa
girlfriend.
Papa Viagra just sit in the turret room waiting.
the top turret room.
I don't know. Which one do you fuck?
Are people humping in mine when I'm not around?
In mine?
You've been around for a while.
It's not your room, dude.
You know what I mean.
He also thinks we're roommates.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you guys know my roommate.
I'm the last
Bam Margera.
I'm the last guy not to.
Yeah. I let Bam pretty much do it every once around the house. He needs someone to help keep his life in control.
Oh, come on.
That's why he's my roommate. You know, Bam Margera. Millionaire, skateboarder extraordinaire, MTV star, yeah. My roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get one of those beers.
You know what happened one time in high school? I was at this, like, party down the road, and this girl, Meredith, just moved in, and she started dating this dude. And to piss him off, I guess she told him, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, if you did this, that's why I fucked Bam, whatever. So this dude invites me over to the house, and he's like, so what was it? Yeah, he's like telling me everything that she said, and I have no clue what he's talking about. I'm like, what are you getting at, dude? He's like, look, I know that you fucked Meredith. I was just like, no, I just goes, he goes, so you didn't fuck her? I'm like, absolutely not. And he goes, Meredith, get the fuck in here. So she comes in. She's like, what's up, guys? And he goes, he looks at me. He goes, you tell her. He goes, to Meredith. He goes, you tell him what you just told me. And she just goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And she ran out crying. So, like, the dude actually believed it. But,
see,
but like, I'm in such this awkward position. This dude's ready to fuck me up. I'm like, what are you getting at, dude? What are you talking about? What do you mean, what am I talking about? I know everything. I'm like, what's there to know? There's nothing to know.
Yeah.
She must have just said that to make him jealous.
That's exactly
yeah,
what she did.
Yeah, chicks do that all the time. Dude, the scariest situation.
Because of who you were becoming sort of famous
that's
at
just
that point?
Who she, I don't know. That's yeah, just yeah. who she picked.
Hellboy fucking fingered me!
Yeah, dude, no, some chicks do that. Some chicks will pick the most jealous dude, and that's how they keep him around, through his yeah. jealousy. Dude, the scariest thing I ever... There was basically the biggest, toughest dude I've ever fucking met in my life. I was, you know, pretty good friends with him. And his girlfriend, like, lived, like, in my neighborhood. I actually used to teach her when I used to teach, back my teaching days. And she used to always say, oh, so-and-so's hitting on me, so-and-so's hitting on me, so-and-so's hitting on me. And you used to piss him off. He actually wasn't a very jealous guy. So they broke up, and like 6 months later, we're sitting at the bar, and he's like, yeah, you know, my ex-girlfriend, blah, 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 talking about her, saying how, like, all the shit she used to fucking start in his life. He goes, by the way, I know you fucked her. I'm like, yeah, you know. And
by
I'm
the
like,
way, I know you fucked her.
Yeah, and I'm like, who's he? I was like, and he's telling me so many stories all at once. He's like, and he's drunk. He's not supposed to be drinking. He's breaking his fucking probation by even drinking.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I know you fucked her. And I'm like, wait, which story is that attached to? Because he's telling me 50 fucking stories at once. And he goes, yeah, you know, because I know you fucked her. And bring it up again and looked at me right in the face. I'm like, wait, what's this guy talking about? I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean I fucked her? He goes, yeah. Then he gave me the... You fucked her. I'm like, me as in me? Which is all I could think of. He's like, yeah, you. I know you fucked her when she was when you used to teach her. She used to live like right around the corner from you. I know you're fucking her the whole time I was going out with her. I was like, I did not fuck her. First of all, I've never fucked one of my students. That is unethical, and it's also against the law, and I'd get fucking fired. Number two, it's called anti-fraternization laws. Number two, she's your girlfriend. Like, ask anybody. I've never fucked anyone's girlfriend.
So it was
girlfriend.
A case of her saying it to make him jealous?
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, I know you fucked her. It's cool. I was like, he took that attitude because he's like the type of dude where, like, do you ever size up a dude? You're like, yeah, I could probably take him out if I got
did
in the
ever,
first shot.
Did
like,
he ever find out that it wasn't true?
Who knows? I mean, he's the type of dude where it doesn't matter. He gets the idea, and it's, I mean, he's the type of dude who, like, the reason he was on probation anyway is because he fought all the cops at a fucking convention. Like, he, like, got drunk, pissed off, the cop tried to grab me, beat up the cop, the rest of the cops, like, he's that dude. It's like, you know, there's, like, tough dudes where you're like, yeah, dude, like, if I got in the first shot, I might be able to, like, take him out or whatever, like, but, like, he's the type of dude there's no way you can even imagine.
Yeah.
Possibly being able to hurt this man, even if you had like a knife. It is crazy, but right. I'm glad he took that attitude. Nice guy. What are you guys whispering about?
A friend of Wiki's here.
Oh no,
dude! Take out his fucking you got to hear this.
Oh no!
All right, hold on.
No, you're
fucking tonight. We're gonna rip off this fucker's head, take out his fucking soul.
Okay, so we're about to hear a story. I can't wait to hear this.
I don't even know where to start, dude.
Go ahead, Nikki. Start from the beginning. Take your time. Well, not too much time. We're on the air.
Okay. Bam, go ahead. Right. You tell it.
I'll start it off.
With one of her friends, guy friends, was dating a girl that he felt really suspicious of that she was doing shady shit. So he goes on this website thing, like, kind of like a... Not like Match.com, but more of like a shadier version.
Hey,
takes a picture of like some handsome looking dude, sends it over to her and says like, hey, like,
oh,
my
no.
name's Brian so-and-so and I think that you're cute, you know? And she's like, well, yeah, I think you're cute too. So then they start chit-chatting back and forth. Basically, 3 weeks goes by of them just getting more heated and heated and heated. Finally, he's just like, you know what? I happen to be like around your area. Like, what do you say we, I give you $300 and we get it on and all this. So
what?
She agrees to do it.
No.
So
no.
He goes over to the house.
Lord, you're so cruel.
Knocks on the door. She opens up the door in like lingerie and shit. And there it's the boyfriend.
Oh,
and
my.
She's like, oh, what are you doing? And he's like,
oh. So wait a minute. Did he give her the $300? She at least got $300 out of it, right?
No, but then they argued for like a few days and then they wound up back together.
No! Oh, man. You asshole!
Not to mention.
That's worse than Lotus. God.
Something happened and he ran and fell into this pond thing and like destroyed his phone and all that shit.
Wait.
How did he fall into a pond?
I don't know.
Out of anger?
He ran off some.
Like he was like, fuck you, bitch, and then ran off and then fell down into a pond?
Yes.
Wait, where was the pond?
In the front yard.
He runs. He's like, fuck you, bitch! Fuck you! I fucking hate you! Falls into a pond?
Background.
Fuck you, bitch! Now
you ever want to talk to me again? Oh, shit!
Did she see him fall into the pond, or did he come and say, babe, guess what? I'm back because I fell in the pond. Like, was that his excuse to come back?
No.
Or did he pretend he was drowning?
I see some dumb
look, I don't want to see like, your fucking face, but I happen to fall into a pond and I need a towel.
Karen, I'm drowning, help!
Anyway, so yeah, she got busted and now they're, you know, they're back together.
What a dumb, stupid fucking asshole he is.
Oh, no.
I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
And no,
he's a good looking dude, too. Like, he could go out and get a girl that night if he wants.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He has a
little self-esteem. What does this girl have that no other girl does? Is she like a great ass fuck or something?
Apparently she fucks him good. I don't know.
What can be that good?
Well, she fucks a stranger for $300 good too.
You think she'd do it? You think she'd do it for $250?
Well, apparently he's packing a large one and she can take it pretty well. So that's just what I heard. I don't know.
Well. I don't know what to say to that except for, you know what? When you get an argument and then you have to have like an excuse to come back to the house because you're not really done. It's like, fuck you, babe.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You hear me? Fuck you. I never want to fucking see you again. You leave and you're like, damn, I had like 3 more points to make. And like, you have to have an excuse to come back.
Babe.
Yo, forgot my, where's my cell phone?
I left my cell phone charged.
Yeah, like, but falling in, who comes back and says, you know what, I fell in a pond. And I could use a towel. Like, who does that?
Listen, babe, you're a fucking bitch and I never want to see you again, but you know, I fell in your pond back there. And I can't be walking home with these wet ass clothes.
And most of my clothes are
get my car dirty. Most of my clothes are here. So.
Dude, you know who has the weirdest jealous fixation? Should I even say this?
Listen, bitch, you got a fucking pair of sweatpants or something like a boy? Way home.
Yo, didn't I leave an extra sweatshirt here one time?
You know? All right. We're going to play some Ramones right now.
Oh, thank God.
Havana Affair. This is Radio Bam. Cheers, 28 Faction.
BT boat on the way to better. They used to make a living by speaking the banana. Now I'm the guy for the CIA. A red for the USA. Baby, baby, make it logo. Baby, baby, make it mambo. First stop, a fan of go-go. I used to make a living my big and the banana for red. For a banner. Baby, 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 loco. Baby, 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 mambo. BT boat on the way to better. Make a living my vegan the banana. Now I'm a god for the CIA. For red, for the USA. Baby, 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 loco. Baby, 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 mambo.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a phone. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, Faction.
That was Ramones on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, Havana Affair.
Now,
Franz.
Oh no, what did I do?
Now I know you know the Cran Man.
Oh, who hasn't heard of the legendary Cran Man?
Well, he came down to New Hope to do a comedy show, and me, Louie, and Chad went to go see it. And
I feel sorry for you already.
Dude, I kind of feel bad because he asked my opinion. I couldn't. Dude, it was so hard for me to just sit there and, like, him tell these jokes and then look right at me to see if I'll laugh. And I couldn't even be like,
First of all, you set yourself up for disaster. You know, a lot of people ask you to, you know, like, people hand you their CDs all the time. People say, yo, why don't you come check out my band? And of all the great opportunities you have, all the guest lists that you're on worldwide, you go to New Hope to go to Cran Man's show? What are you doing?
Well, I was visiting Chad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Louis okay. came by, and Louis said, Cran Man's been tweeting me. Cran Man was a fan that I met out of the side of a show, and then it ended up that he drove or tour managed the Moxie somehow out of that. But he was a fan who came up to me, and he told me he was a comedian. And normally people don't tell me a comedian until they've told me at least a joke.
Right.
You know, but he had said nothing funny, so I was like, well, tell me a joke. And he told me a joke. It was terrible. And I said, I don't know, dude. Maybe you should just try to add something like chakoo or something at the end.
It doesn't matter. He has no catchphrase. Right. He has no what you talking about.
That's where I started then. I left him at that.
He's like a nice dude, but I really had to, like, let into him and, like, get it through his head that it was playing.
So wait, you have this on recording?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
We recorded a bunch
no.
of shit.
Where if should, we did. You're about to lose. Are you sure you want to do this and lose all your listeners?
Maybe I should try to play a couple of his jokes and see how.
All right, play it.
Yeah, let the listeners decide for themselves, man.
It's what?
Your vehicle.
Anyway, this, oh, wait.
This is the show.
This is a guy at the end of the show who wanted to kill Bam.
What about the one
to kill
for recording him is another comedian. Let's listen to that first.
All right.
Who would be mad?
I do a radio show. I'm serious on the advice.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're not one of them goddamn Opie and Anthony's or something.
I'm one of them.
Oh, God. Get the fuck out of here, man. I think that's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
Well,
keep it recording. I'm serious.
Okay.
All right. He is?
God, this guy's...
He's what?
I've been...
Opie and Anthony or some shit like... Oh, God.
Yeah.
But cooler.
Oh, better. God.
Is your car out there?
What?
Your vehicle. Your vehicle.
Why?
I'm gonna get my shotgun and shoot this son of a bitch. He's been recording me.
Oh, the whole time.
At least he's funnier than Cran Man.
Yeah, that's what
he's actually funny.
He likes you.
Well, wait a minute. What comedian objects to free publicity?
Why not?
Yeah, we have a radio show. It's an international radio show. We're gonna put you on it.
What the fuck? Boo.
Why is he mad about that?
All right, let's see if we can find some Cran Man jokes.
Oh,
God.
Yelling at me for banging one of her friends, and she's 10.
Oh.
One of my friends that you fucked this week.
And that's fucking gross.
Now, you know, I can't stand these fucking modern rappers. I'm getting so gay. Like, Lil Wayne, will somebody please kill that fucking faggot?
Lil Wayne, he's the man.
And he's in a gay town. Wait.
He's in New Hope, the gay capital of Pennsylvania.
He's in the gay capital of Pennsylvania saying Lil Wayne's a fucking faggot. First of all, don't say that word in New Hope. Second of all, Lil Wayne's the man.
Third of all, that's not a punchline. And fourth of all, it's not a joke.
Here's his joke.
Peace, bitch. Hate it, dude. You know what else I hate on the fucking radio?
He just goes to the studio and goes, oh.
Faggot-ass emo bands.
Oh, you can't say.
We got emo fans?
Faggot ass.
He says faggot every other word.
Faggot. Losing him or her.
This faggot just called me a faggot.
You're in a gay town, faggot.
This town. Yeah, I know. It's the only place I can put figures that I get into a gay community.
God!
Dude,
wow. What is
put it together,
so,
faggot.
He's just like digging a hole for himself.
I can just picture people walking out.
They were.
You can hear it. You can hear them walking out.
Yeah.
Like, in disgust.
Here's his gay joke.
What the hell do you want? Some eyeliner. Okay, I got a better present for you. How about I buy you a set of nuts?
That sucked.
Oh my
you actually
God.
Said that at the show. That sucked.
A set
so
of
terrible.
Nuts.
Man.
So bad.
And then he actually quits on the stage.
Radio with your friends. Y'all find that one song you guys are all into.
Sound like some girl's looking for her shoes. Get the fuck out of there.
True, she was.
And your friend doesn't know the words, so he just starts mumbling shit. You're in the car. Here I go, getting on my own. Take it, brother. And he goes, going down the road, I have known.
That's the words.
And they make up.
You just said the words.
It doesn't even fit in the song. Like, and like
a
sifter, I was born to walk alone.
A sifter.
What? Dude, it's drifter.
Dude.
Chikoo. Oh my god. Dude, this is painful.
Then he goes, chikoo, chikoo.
It's not that.
Bam's walking out right here.
I'd rather hear the sound of a gun blast.
I'm at the show going, I'm going to kill myself.
This is the worst comedy show I've ever seen in my motherfucking life. I'm going to kill myself.
It is bad.
He says, yeah, it is bad. Yeah, it is pretty bad.
Yeah, maybe you should get a grip on yourself.
You're right. That's it. What do you guys doing there?
What are you guys doing?
She's
like not hanging out with you.
TV. There's nothing good on TV anymore. Everybody know John Edwards? You know that son of a bitch is still on TV?
He's a politician?
He's fucking ridiculous. No, John Edwards is the guy who speaks to the dead. He fucking comes out and all like, I'm John Edwards. And since I was a little boy, I've had this gift to communicate with the outside world and speak to the dead. Tonight I will use this on my show and show you my gift. And he's so fucking blatant about everything, he'll totally go up to the audience and be like, you, sir.
Huh? Or the people that stay there.
Okay, does he tell jokes?
No. He's kicking in. You've lost somebody in your life.
Oh, man.
Okay, so bad. Okay,
if you looked up bomb in the dictionary, it's this.
Does that mean anything to you?
He's telling it exactly as they happen. He's not adding anything to it. It's not even like...
He's talking about a show he saw on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally getting that now. Bob.
No one saw...
Yo, you guys laugh at New Hope?
The fact... No one saw the fucking show. You're the sort one who hates TV, but you know a fucking show that no one else here saw. So you must love TV.
You're saying this during his act.
Show.
Yeah.
Because no one's heard it.
Who knows Scooby-Doo?
Oh, my God!
It's a noise if you know Scooby-Doo. I mean, it's a noise in this fucking place.
Point.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Wait, let's give it another one.
Man.
What's happening in New Hope?
Not only are his jokes not funny, but then he's like insulting, saying faggot. Like, even if he was hilarious and he said that, it would be so hard to re-win the crowd over after saying that in a gay town.
Gay dudes love gay jokes.
Yeah.
You could tell a million gay jokes. You know, you can be like, hey, how many gays does it take to change a light bulb? It takes two, one to change the bulb and one to have sex with him in a rest stop bathroom. At least a gay dude would laugh at that joke. But once you throw the word faggot in there, you kind of ruin the tone of things.
Change light bulb.
Didn't
you see the gay flag out in front of the bar? Like, what's wrong with you?
My shirt is a rainbow. Like, I'm wearing a rainbow on my shirt.
He quits on the stage soon. He actually says this isn't going well.
It wasn't soon enough.
Gas station. Like, no shit. Come on, Reggie.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can hear a clock ticking in the bar.
You can hear a shotgun going off. Someone's killing themselves. That's what you can hear.
What do you guys do for kicks around here? What's to do? What's hopping in New Hope?
Bunny rabbits.
Bunny rabbits? There are a lot of bunny rabbits?
Well, when they're out, they're hot.
When they're around.
You ever go up that way?
Pretty rampant.
Unfortunately.
I love where I'm from. Really nice mountainous areas, beautiful agriculture. The only thing I can't stand there is a fucking deer. They're such a common animal, man. We're in the Northeast. And people fucking stop for others. Look at the deer. Oh my God, look at the deer. It's like you stop for like a velociraptor or something like that would be cool, right?
People are leaving.
Oh my God.
Dude, that's
all
right. That's the door. That's the door. People are leaving.
You can't admit that.
So the show's going nowhere.
I mean, if you admit it, you make us fucking realize how true that is.
True. I mean,
you're doing good.
Thanks, man. Hey. What do you got?
I'm helping. I'm giving you something to play off of.
Oh man, it's so awkwardly uncomfortable.
I'm in that New Hope shit.
Well, you should be.
I guess I have to be.
Make a black joke.
A black joke?
Yeah, come on. That's what you do.
So you do.
Fair point.
We're getting way more laughs.
Tony went to night school and got marked absent. Nothing.
That right. Dude went to night so school and got marked absent.
Thank you so much for coming out.
You quitter.
Come out and party more often. Be out by the bar. Let's get some drinks. Have a good time. Thank you all so much for coming out. Right?
Grandman, don't quit.
Wow, listen to that thunderous applause, ladies and gentlemen.
It's got to be hard to go up there and do that.
Yeah,
that's hard to go up there and do that. You know, I have a stand-up act which is purposefully bad. I try and make it as bad as possible, which actually draws humor from it. He's just so bad it doesn't even go. Uh-oh. But it's not that he doesn't tell jokes. Like Lenny Bruce didn't tell jokes. He had insightful. You know, Richard Pryor didn't tell jokes. They had insightful comedy. They told stories which gave you insight into humanity and culture, and somehow drew. Let you see an absurd side of life, which drew laughter. He offers nothing.
Right.
He shows the absurd side of himself, which.
I interviewed him afterwards and tried to tell him that a little bit. Let's see what he says.
Now, did he ask your opinion?
Yeah, but Bam told him his opinion for sure 100 times.
He really sucks. Open to things.
So bad. Hey.
Thanks, man. Hey.
That's
how
you do. Quit.
Okay, so you're pulling up the part where Bam is telling him.
It was the worst comedy show I've ever seen. Don't do it anymore. Cramman.
Hey, man.
Don't do it anymore.
Thanks for coming up.
Cramman.
That was a nice for 10 minutes to his face.
Please. Cramman, if you do one more comedy show, I'm going to kill you. Yes. It's that bad. Cramman, it sucks. It's so bad. It's the worst I've ever seen in my life. Stop doing this. Please.
At least you're honest.
What would you have me do? What should I do?
There's nothing funny about it.
Well, it's stand-up comedy, man. It's like...
Well, quit doing it. Learn how to play a banjo or something. I don't know.
I play drum, man.
Well, play drum. Okay, man, you're simply not funny. Don't do it anymore.
It's hard to please everyone, man. You know, just
if you get didn't please anyone. It sucks.
Ben, I know you're in the business, and you obviously know much more about entertainment than I do.
Okay, man, stop doing comedy. It sucks. It sucks. Like, I was trying to laugh, and I couldn't. It was so bad. Just stop doing it. Please, people, and stop doing it. Cramman,
please, people.
Not only were you not funny, it sucked so bad that it was hard for me to sit here.
And he did it.
Thank you. What? It sucked. How can you even go on stage and humiliate yourself? That's what I want to know.
Because I do it.
That's what I want to know.
I've been doing it for 6 years, man.
Cramman, it's so bad.
The jerk off thing came out like that.
There wasn't even one funny thing that you said. If you have the courage to go on stage, you're crazy. Can you think of one fucking funny joke that you said?
No, but I'm making
it. I know. I can't think of one either. It was like I'm sitting here and then you like look at me and you say something about a cat and I'm like, I'm scared. Don't do it anymore. Just quit it.
Well, like,
he's
quit,
staring at me.
But no, you won't.
You're not going to get any better. It was so not funny to the point where like, fuck. They had to bring me here to fucking watch this shit. And then I watched it and I said, see, it sucks. And it sucks. And it sucks.
And he actually goes, he says,
it
well,
fucking sucks.
I'm just doing it for a paycheck. Like, well, you're already not on the right track. If you're doing it for a paycheck, you're not doing it for the love of comedy. You're not doing it for the passion. Like, you just want a paycheck?
What paycheck is he getting?
I don't know.
He's not getting a paycheck.
I don't know, man. How do I answer that?
You don't know? Answer it. Well, if you're funny, you should know how to answer that. How do you think that you're fucking funny? You're so not.
You have no gimmick. And
yeah, you just don't know.
Just like I said, because it's not funny here, it doesn't mean I can go do my same exact set in Boston.
Why don't you just
everyone fucking will die? You know what I mean? Like it's
this is
yeah.
Some of it was funny, but like not
it was terrible.
Chad, you're way too charitable.
Chad drug me out of his house. brought me here. Cran Man tries to be funny and he's not. Dude, no offense, but you're so not funny.
No offense. So offense.
That's offensive, but it's true.
How do you have the gall to get up on stage and be so not funny?
Dude, he tells him to like literally 10 words.
How do you do that?
How do you have the gall?
You word it in so many different ways.
He's trying to help you out right now.
I know. All right. Well, like, dude. It's like somebody who skates who sucks, right? You're
thrown. But if he's like Chad on the other end,
like, yo, you suck.
Like, Chad gets on stage, he knows he fucking flips his guitar, everybody fucking goes, ooh.
Bam, were you drunk?
Yeah. Okay, you go on stage. And have
you need
to
be to after watching that comedy gig.
It sucks. And then everybody's like, how do you have the gall to do that? Like,
I honestly have no clue. Like,
Cranman, just stop.
He's in denial. He refused. He asked your opinion.
He says he doesn't enjoy doing comedy.
In your life.
Yeah, my life.
He asks your opinion. You give him your honest opinion, and then he tells you you're wrong. And he comes up for excuses. Why you're?
It's like
why he can't take your advice.
It's so bad that it makes you cringe. Like you're just like, oh, I can't believe. Oh.
You said you'd rather fall in a pit of snakes.
Right. You,
what did I
like,
say?
Invite your friend.
You're still going.
Like, oh, Cranman, you're pretty medium funny, yeah. You're fucking terrible. You suck. The worst. You're the worst comedian
ever. It's so
bad. So fucking bad. Like, it's so awkward. Just don't do it anymore.
Pass out flyers.
Stop doing it. Thank yourself and fucking quit it.
Can I be like brutally honest?
Yeah.
Comedy isn't exactly something that like I want to do.
You're not funny.
It's not. I understand. Yeah. It's not really something I want to do. It's just something that kind of keeps some income coming in. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No.
There's two people here.
Well, not here, but you know what I'm saying? Like I've been doing
and
it.
And the two people there left.
Stop it. Stop doing comedy. Do people a favor and quit.
He will not listen.
I know.
And I've seen clips of him on the internet. No one's laughing at any of those either.
Nothing that you say is funny.
You know what? I think there's
I love the one.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
I think there's a larger...
Not.
Shut the fuck up. No, how do you do it? You go on stage and
how's he
going to
say that Lil Wayne sucks? He sells stage, millions of records because he knows what he's doing. And it sounds good.
Stop
Lil Wayne.
Great.
God, you're still
stop
telling
stop
him he's bad and he's...
Stop. God, are you stupid?
And he's waiting
you're
to talk
so
he can
funny
tell you why
God,
you're wrong.
The most not funny person I've ever met. Stop doing it. Stop. How do you think that people think that it's funny?
Good question.
Get away from my face.
Get away from my face.
Not funny. Stop doing it. Stop it.
Man, I had to tell him that many times.
He just still doesn't believe you.
All right, I'm playing.
Wait. Can I say in conclusion, please?
Yeah.
I just want to say in conclusion, I think we all have a little something to learn from Cranman. I think that he is in such denial about how horrible he is. No matter how many times you explain it to him, no matter how many times he sees tapes of him on the internet and clips of him and no one laughing, no matter how many times he looks out there and everyone's just staring at him, waiting to get off the stage, in his mind, he's compelled to do it because he makes people happy. And he's lying to himself about making the money because I know he doesn't get paid to do these gigs. So I think that all of us in our lives are in a little bit of denial about something. Whether it's how much we drink, how much we smoke, some kind of bad habit, a bad relationship. And perhaps, in a way,
Jerry Springer.
There's a little bit of Cranman in all of us.
Nice.
Let's go to the song.
All right. Here's the Kooks, Always Where I Want to Be, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
She just don't care.
to be a hummingbird. Whispers in her ear. Oh, now you know I just don't care.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.